what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Welcome, everybody, to A Couple of Haters Podcast. Your host, Smooth, along with Shake and Joey.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, peoples?
And today we're going to be having a review on Comic-Con.
Just because the man was there. Me. Yes.
Lucky bastard.
Hey, I told you people months in advance to get it done.
You did.
You sent me the email. I looked at the email. And then I just never pressed it before the time limit.
I did the same thing.
See? I kept warning you people on Xbox, yo, verify your accounts, get those tickets.
I mean, you did tell us like a day before.
That too. I got the email the day before.
Listen, but, slackers will be slackers.
It is what it is, but we'll get to it. How was the experience there, Joe?
Well, what can I say? Gotta give a shout out to Road Warrior Animal for that lovely intro at the con he gave us. Yes, indeed. He is the man. Yes.
Nothing wrong with having a Hall of Famer introduce you.
That's right. Especially, you know, when he puts his shoulder pads on your shoulder. Yes, indeed.
I mean, if you like wearing another man's clothes,
that's fine. Listen, you know you would do it too.
Probably.
And act like you was Road Warrior Hawk and start doing the same mannerisms, because I did it.
Yeah.
Childhood achieved.
Very true. Not for Antoine, though. He didn't watch wrestling back
He
then.
Didn't watch the NWA.
The Ascension dude had his...
Oh, God.
Shoulder pads on?
Listen, I don't need him coming after me and giving me a freaking clothesline because you're insulting him.
Nah, do it. I respect Road Warrior. Some of the greatest tag team champions ever.
That's right. If not the one.
And thank you, sir, for that opening. It's pretty good.
It is. It sounds real good.
Yes.
It's better than hearing our voice over and over and over.
It's something new, something fresh, and, you know, how to get it done, you know?
So, was there any negative things about the con?
Listen.
We'll start off with the negatives.
I'm going to start off with the negative, which is every booth, basically every booth, has a mystery box now. They're not Loot Crate. They're not Funko. There's no need for mystery boxes of the same items I could get elsewhere. No need for it.
Everyone does mystery boxes,
No, you know what it is? It's like, with Comic-Con, having a mystery box is like seeing 1,000 Harley Quinns and Deadpools. That's another thing. It's I call it the lazy costume.
It is. But there's some Deadpools out there that look official.
Ryan Reynolds, if you was out there, I think I saw you.
That is cool, like, to go. Like, you don't know what celebrities were there. Like, if they were, like, in full costume, they could have been having the time of their lives.
The rumor that I was hearing over the whole weekend was Ryan Reynolds was there in the movie Deadpool suit.
But there was a lot of people in there in the movie Deadpool suit, so.
You don't know who got who.
I still would have caught a heart attack if Daisy would have took off that mask. And I was there. I don't know what I would have done. I would have died. That's my girl.
You would have called the dude, the nerd from Sandlot. Act like you freaking drowned and get a kiss from her.
No, something. I would have got kicked out of Comic-Con. I would have did something. It would have been worth it. Daisy, I love you.
Oh, man.
Any, like, crazy costumes you saw?
Well, since I was there one day. Let me see. Now, I don't think there was anything really outrageous that I saw, but there was a couple of people got attention. Like, there was people in a legit Darth Vader Stormtrooper outfits. There was another chick with some chainsaws on stilts, and she was balancing herself with canes and stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah, some outrageous shit.
I mean, people go hard for Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, second to San Diego out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Dallas one is pretty good. I should have went to that last year, but I fucked up.
My boy Eric went. He was just like, he had the full Spider-Man on. He took a picture with this guy that was dressed as Misty. Like, the whole outfit and everything.
A guy dressed up as Misty.
Yeah, dude.
Like, yeah, there was dudes dressed up in Sailor Moon outfits.
That's what's up. That's a way to get attention.
Yeah, there was one dude that was dressed up as Iron Fist, but he had the female Kung Fu shoes on to match the outfits.
They're living out their fantasies, man.
It's cheaper if you get the female ones, you know?
Save $10. It's like the only day they can do it.
That's true. That's like Halloween. It's the only weekend you can dress up as a female and get away with it. Unless you know, one of those crush dresses. That's okay.
Oh, no,
we won't judge you.
No problem with that. We don't need backlash. But let's get back to these mystery boxes real quick, because I do feel like it's a waste.
Like all these mystery boxes I was seeing, it was like the same stuff they were basically selling for a cheap price. Like they had boxes that was ranging $35 to $80, but they selling the other stuff that's in the boxes on the side for like $5, $10. It's just like, why am I paying extra money?
Because you might get that one item.
No, but that was the thing. This is how they. This was the thing I was calling the con in the con, that in one mystery box on most booths was a gift certificate to win an Xbox and a PS4.
I'm not paying to.
That's what we're calling this episode: the cons of Comic Con.
I'm not gonna pay extra for a chance.
Yeah, there was, win. And then there was one that I saw. They had Nintendo coin boxes. There was like, we're not lying. We do have gift certificates in our boxes. It ranges in price, but there are gift certificates. But then, as you see, there's a chance to win Xbox One or PS4. I'm like, yeah, wonder which box has that one.
The last one they sell for the day.
If they even sell the last one.
Yeah.
But I did see a lot of people with dumb mystery boxes. So I'm just looking at them shaking my head like, Jesus Christ.
And a lot of people get caught up because a lot of booths oversell. Like, price-wise. I saw pictures of stuff that cost, like, $20, and they were selling it for $60, $70, and people were buying it.
Another pet peeve is Funko. I hate you. I really do. I'm sorry. Having people lottery bracelets, and you see the line, and you're like, oh, these people didn't win no damn lottery for a bracelet. And then Toy Tokyo, go downstairs, 10 o'clock, get a bracelet. Go downstairs at 10 o'clock. Oh, we're sorry. The bracelets are already gone. But yet, you still see people downstairs at 6 o'clock. Online for Toy Tokyo.
You gotta camp out, man. I told you
to sleep out. I am not camping out at 5 o'clock in the morning for a bracelet. I'm not doing it.
You gotta do what you gotta do, Joe.
No.
You wanna win?
No, that's another thing. That's like the people that camp out on 34th Street for Walking Dead panel that starts at 6:30 at night.
When you're a fan and you love it.
No, screw that.
You do it.
Do it for the love.
Did we not camp out for over 24 hours for an Xbox?
Not me. I came in at, what was it, 7 o'clock. I came at 7 o'clock. I camped 12 hours.
You came through the during the storm.
Yeah, I did.
12 hours, 12 hours.
Yeah, but it's not 24.
It was a snowstorm.
No, I came. You know what?
Did we not stand outside in the cold for SummerSlam tickets?
Not me. That was in the morning.
Not me.
We only camped, 2 hours?
Dude, I remember that night. Oh,
you
were
sleeping.
God. Yeah, I was knocked the fuck out. I didn't sleep.
Lakari 2.0.
I went out with my girl, then just drove right over there. It's like,
terrible.
Knocked.
I'm just not the fan of the camping. It's like Call of Duty. Not a fan of it.
I would camp if it's something I really, really wanted. I don't know.
It's too many rules. Too many things in this jungle called
Comic-Con. I don't see anything in this year that I would do that for.
No, yeah. Definitely not, but no. I guess if something caught your eye and you're like, I need to have that, you'd camp out, especially if you know someone else that's going. I doubt you would do it by yourself. I wouldn't do it by myself.
There's no way I'm camping out for anything by myself.
That's too boring.
Sleeping outside, man.
You don't have to sleep.
Especially Comic-Con, there's people that set up shop. They set up tents, and they'd be like, I'm waiting here for tomorrow. And then they just this thing just probably ended at 7. They're already camping. At the gate. I'm like, I'm staying here till tomorrow.
Maybe if Scarlett Johansson just giving turns, like, outside or something.
Oh, man. The Black Widow.
That's when I'll camp out. Be first in line.
A chance with Daisy. Yeah, you're right. I'd camp out. Easily. I'm like, oh, I get to touch Daisy? Yeah, I'm in there. Makes sense. Anything else, Joe? You got anything?
Yeah, you know, I saw some wonderful booths yesterday. I gotta admit, some great booths, especially... That, you know, I didn't know about this. I did in a way, but I didn't know how great it was until I actually had it in my hands. It was actually a Bruce Lee comic.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm telling you, I've started reading it. I say it's a great read from Darby Pop. Great read.
And they don't even make Bruce Lee comics. Like, they've never really done that, have
because
they?
They need the permission to do anything of the likeness of Bruce Lee from his daughter. So it's like, for them to get that going and get that happening, let's just look at that comic and look at that cover.
No, the illustrations on it look really, really good too.
Yeah, when I was there yesterday, I bumped into one of the writers, Jeff Klein. Shout out to him. You know, gave me all the details on the comic. Tell me how Darby Pop actually got the likenesses from Shannon Lee, and how Shannon Lee's also one of the writers to the comic, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, she writes?
Yeah, she's writing. She's one of the co-writers of the comic.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Of course they're going to get permission. She's helping.
Yeah. Has to be weird, though, to do a comic about, like, your father and everything after all these years. It's like, oh, let me...
Just some minor spoilers of the comic. It's like they had him in one of those crypto chambers that they slept him through since his supposed death, that it was just a kidnapping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he wakes up in the modern era, and
he'll still fuck everybody up.
What was the dude from Enter the Dragon, the black dude?
Shonuff?
No,
I'm thinking
that's the last dragon. I'm talking about Enter the Dragon.
My bad.
What was
he fighting? Wilt Chamberlain?
No, that's the Game of Death.
Oh.
It's the Game of Death. You people picking the wrong movies.
Hey,
here.
Man, we're in the right category. Yeah.
Has nothing to do with Bruce Lee.
It's close enough. Bruce Lee, Roy, man.
Yeah, but he's the one that actually bumps into the just awoken Bruce Lee who don't even know who he is. Bruce Lee has, like, total amnesia. He thinks he's some black dude because he has his ID in his pocket.
And that's in this comic?
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't have any powers, I'm all good with it.
He does his kung fu. He's like, I know kung fu. So I'm like, oh, man, this dude really forgot who he was.
He don't need no powers, though.
Bruce Lee. No, he does. No, Bruce Lee is like... He'll beat up any Power Rangers ass any day.
Oh, Power Rangers.
That's right.
Can we get a sidebar real quick? That trailer? That trailer was pretty something. I don't know if I want to call it amazing. I don't know if I want to call it okay because it was different. It was very different.
I'm gonna call it okay for the fact is they're giving them superpowers. I mean, it's something new and different. That's fine, but...
It's not. I mean, it's not going with the TV show. Really. I didn't expect it to go with the TV show at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. I got to get used to the fact that they literally have superpowers.
But I'm going to call it now. Why do I have a feeling Tommy's going to be Zordon?
No.
Tommy?
Tommy. You know, Jason David Frank, whatever his name is.
No, I think Bryan Cranston is.
Yeah, Tommy's not in it.
Which one? Wait,
Breaking Bad guy.
Oh, my God.
Tommy is not in the movie.
He's not in the movie?
No. Zordon's gonna be like, what's my name?
Zordon. Do they have a, what was the robot's name again? Alpha?
Yeah.
Oh, Alpha.
Do they have an Alpha?
I mean, they probably do. They'll show them.
Yeah, eventually.
I was waiting for an image of a Zord or something.
You can't show too much in a teasing trailer.
They showed Rita. They showed a clip of Rita. You told me they couldn't give me a clip of a Zord coming out of the rocks?
Everyone knows what Rita looked like months ago.
No, I mean, the ending of the clip should have just been like a peek of the Zord coming out of the rocks, and then they just said, come in 2017.
But think about it. That's the first trailer. Yeah,
the peak was them getting their suit.
Yeah.
But they gave, like, the trailer I saw, I think it was the same trailer. It's only one trailer. No, I've seen multiple people posting different trailers, some fake, some real.
Well, we're talking about the real one, Joe.
But it's like, you told me how they got their powers. You telling me they noticing what their powers are. You show the villain. You could at least, you're already basically giving three quarters of the movie.
It's the first trailer.
Three quarters? What?
Everyone know what Rita looked like months ago. So she don't even count.
Dude, that was probably all like the first 25 minutes.
No, someone told me on Twitter it was the Breakfast Club with powers.
Yeah, it was.
That's what they called it. They all in detention.
But how they ended the trailer was perfect. It made you like want to see.
Didn't even show the full suit. Yeah. It was just like
oh shit.
I mean, the tease, yeah.
I didn't really like it because it came on him like it was fucking symbiote or whatever. It's like,
yeah.
They had the Guyver.
It's more alien this time.
Yeah, which is fine. I don't know. It's fine.
I just feel that
I wasn't super impressed.
They don't need the suits. The suits are armor.
Yeah.
They don't do anything now.
Unless it's protecting them from some projectile force that shot at them or something.
No, it's armor. It has to be armor.
I feel like this is going to be an origin movie. And they're just going to be doing all the...
I think it's like a trilogy?
I think it's a one and done.
No, I don't think it's a one and done. They've been preparing for this for a while.
This is something they... But this is like a baby
it's
to gonna
be
them.
A couple of them.
Might as well show Tony Stark, though. Cause suits look like Iron Man. But...
Power Rangers brought to you by Stark Industries.
I bet you at the end of the movie, that's when Alpha, they're going to get Alpha and all that shit.
Yeah, actually, that could be true. Around the end, they meet everyone. I mean, I'm going to watch it.
Imagine if, since we're talking about Tony Stark, imagine Robert Downey Jr. shows himself at the end of the movie. How you like them suits?
I'll leave.
No, wrong. How you like those mock 70s of the new Iron Man
after the movie, Samuel Jackson there.
I got something to tell you about the initiative.
What else is coming out that they showed? Iron Fist?
Oh my god, yes.
The preview for Iron Fist already looks better than Luke Cage.
Luke Cage wasn't a bad show.
Luke Cage was good.
It wasn't great. He had no villains. He barely fought.
He had no villains. He had three.
Well, they were human, though. Like,
what did you want Luke Cage to do?
Fucking, he has powers. Give him somebody.
Luke Cage doesn't have those kind of villains.
Listen,
I know that. That's why the show wasn't all that
great. You get credit in my book when you survive a rocket launcher destroying a whole building.
That's true, but
you get credit for that. And the woman that he saved didn't even die. Yeah.
And you're weighing it against other things.
Weigh
it for what it is.
It's a good show.
Everything else.
But it was way overhyped. It's not a perfect show.
There was not that many trailers compared to anything else, though.
No, but people are comparing it. I'm talking about people comparing it. Overall, it's not better than Jessica Jones. And definitely, nothing's better than Daredevil.
Yeah, I put it third.
Yeah. Easily third. Like, it's not even close.
No, it's not that far from Jessica.
Yeah, I think so.
I was waiting for at least a small cameo from at least Jessica.
Yeah, I was waiting for Jessica the whole time.
Not even Daredevil. I mean, they had Turk, but
I was waiting for Jessica.
Yeah, I mean, introducing Turk is basically introducing Daredevil.
Or even having Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, but she don't count anymore. Now she's just like sleeping with all of them.
Now she's a fucking whore.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's why she didn't try to hit on Jessica.
And you know why she did that? Because Daredevil couldn't see it.
Did you see? Wait. Let me just say now. Spoiler alert. Did you see when they were doing the last bit of the, what was it, episode 13, 12? When they all go in their different ways and she takes down the kung fu?
Yeah, I saw it.
They already tagged her into Iron Fist. So we already know she's going to get
it. She's going to go sleep with him too?
I mean, she says she wants to help.
In the comics, she becomes what they call, I think, the white nurse or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, her character is actually big in the story, but
she doesn't live long. Spoiler alert.
The white nurse?
The white nurse, because she wears a white nurse outfit.
Yeah, that's comic book related, though.
What the fuck? Okay.
But in the comics, she doesn't live long. Spoiler alert.
No one cares about her, though. She's not really.
She's lived long enough already.
Yeah, she slept with two of them, I mean.
Surprised Luke Cage didn't kill her yet with his superpowers.
She only got one more to go.
Oh, yeah. And coffee? To the Defenders.
Coffee, anyone?
I'm telling you, the Defenders are going to be a wild orgy.
Oh, Daredevil's going to be pissed. Like, you with this guy now? Jessica Jones is like, oh, you sleeping with my man?
It's going to be a wild Defenders
the
orgy.
Black man starting drama already.
All he wants is his coffee.
But no, Iron Fist looks real good.
But my complaint, though, might as well just bring this up with people complaining that Luke Cage is too black, anti-white. It's in show... In Harlem, mind you.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I saw somebody write that, yo, why did they make like this?
They was like, oh,
character out of nowhere, like he wasn't around.
Like, he's been around over what?
Well, a lot of people don't know that though, because they're not into it. They're just like, oh, a black superhero.
They just see
a new Marvel show.
What is Marvel doing? Like, Marvel needs to stay out of.
Then I had people say, oh, we're into people see a Black Panther. It's like he's a prince. He's not gonna be ghetto or anything. Like, it's not gonna be hood.
Yeah, people was like, wait a minute, if Luke Cage is anti-white, what is Black Panther?
But he's a prince, though. It's not gonna be like.
But Black Panther is from the continent of Africa.
I'm talking about the way they were. Like, they had a lot of cursing in Luke Cage. It was ghetto.
Oh, yeah, it's not
Black Panther's
like
not going to be like that because he's a prince.
And what was it? Other people complained the subliminal message of the bullet hole sweater. It was a homage to Trayvon Martin.
I guess Stan Lee thought about that a long time ago.
I don't think that was. I don't believe that's how it started.
No, because he put it in there, the dude that plays Luke Cage.
He said the hoodie was a homage to
Trayvon, yeah.
But they like were like, oh, the bullets? Like, he's been doing that for years with a yellow silk shirt on, bro.
With his purple windbreakers.
Yeah, like, that's what a lot of people don't get. They think Luke Cage is someone new.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's not. He's actually a boring character.
That's
why I said it was good. Because Luke Cage is so fucking boring.
You're right. So, okay, it's...
Remember Spider-Man Web of Shadows and Luke Cage? And I'm like, why the fuck is he in this?
Oh, my God.
You never pick him.
Yeah.
He's a terrible character.
I picked him in Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
What?
I picked him.
Why?
Because he blocks projectiles. He regenerates health.
I can honestly say I never picked Luke Cage in that game.
When it comes to Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I'm picking anyone who regenerates
health.
His
level was one.
I'm picking anyone who regenerates health. That's all I'm saying.
Was Jessica in that game?
No.
But yeah, that was a long side note. Back to your Comic-Con.
That little break-off segment. But also, what was it? Also went to another great booth, since we're talking about comics still, from Double Take Interactive. We got the comic where they based it on the After Effects of the Night of the Living Dead. the zombie movie from, was it 1966? Great read.
I don't even think I've seen that movie.
I mean, it's from 1966. I mean, it's still people that watch it.
Well, look into it for you, Double Take. Look into it for you.
I think once I read the book, I was like, I got to watch the movie again.
It was pretty good.
The book is good because it jumps right off from where the movie left off.
Okay.
So it's like, because they have 10 paperbacks. I read the first one, which is called Soul, the No Saints Day. Then they also have books also called like Rise, Dedication, Medic, and they're all in different locations. Like the Medic is in the hospital. Dedication has to do with like retail. So it's like it's the same story in different locations, all telling the same zombie breakout.
Is it like an ongoing thing or is it like a 20 part series or something?
I'm reading the paperback, so I can't really say. But it's 10 paperbacks, all but they have like I think like 5 to 6 chapters in each book.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a good read.
Sounds pretty good. I'm gonna check it out.
It's a real good read for anyone, especially for zombie fans. I'll tell you that much. It's a good read for zombie fans because it's not like the whole zombie tale. It also tells the human side of what's going on with how we got to deal with the zombies and still live.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Any other books?
Let me see. What other booth was I at? Oh, I was also at a great booth that had a drinking game. Yeah, since we're all adults here, all over the age of 21, might as well have got this drinking booth game. You know, shout out to the people of Drunk Master Says.
Drunk Master. That sounds like a game I want to play.
Every card has a challenge, and there's also cards with rules. So, I mean, this is a game, I think, with the three of us, I think we'll be wasted by the time we finish the last card.
What? Last card? Like, third card?
You gotta play with more than 3 people, I assume.
Yeah, you could play with up to 10 people.
If 10 is the max, then we can't do 3, because then we're going to die. Oh, yeah, don't worry. You can play with 10 people. But you got 3,
the minimum is 2 people, unless you want to be that solo guy and just do shit on your own and just, you know.
Nah, if you're playing a drinking game by yourself, you should go see help.
Let's just go to a bar and just find some.
Yeah, pizza. Why would you play a drinking game?
Listen, there's those solo drinkers out there in the world.
I'm just testing it out. Solo drinking's fine, but to play a drinking game by yourself?
Yeah, they also have, what was it? They had the car version. They also have a one where you play like beer pong, but with quarters. And you bounce the quarter off your table, and it lands on either the give or take side. You do the challenge, and if you, you know, finish the challenge and succeed, you give the next person the number of drinks you had to take. So it could be 1, 2, or 3 drinks. If you fail, you got to take those drinks.
These are all things up my alcoholic alley.
Oh, man.
We can actually try this out this week. We're going to have people over. So.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have people over this week. Oh,
we can get a lot of people drunk playing this game.
Oh, man. Damn, we're going to cause some havoc.
That's
all right.
I'm down.
We'll let them sleep outside. They'll be all right.
Yeah, since that could be our review of the product.
So, you know, they have that for the adults and also for, you know, they don't leave out the kiddies because, you know, this is a con. You can't leave out the kids.
Kids drinking?
No, kids are drinking. They sell teddy bears horror style. And I have to admit, these teddy bears have some great detail to it.
Like scary teddy bears.
Yeah, like scary teddy bears. They're called Teddy Scares.
Like, you think it would actually scare a kid?
I mean, it's not like...
I will buy one. I mean,
I think you might be able to scare a kid, but I mean, these bears are not like the ones where, you know, they're going to... If they wear diapers, they're just going to shit themselves.
Yeah, but something to have the kid freaked out a little bit. Like, oh my God, what is that?
They're cute, but gruesome.
I might have to get me one.
You know, you can find them... You know, I saw that you can find them on Amazon.
Perfect way to scare your kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like those bears that they just scream at you like, ah, you know.
But no, that's fine.
You know, there's one. What was it? The one I was looking at? I mean, for little girls. Her name is Annabelle Rafa, which is, you know, she wears a nice little bridal gown with a little stitched body up. This is a cute bear, especially for girls. You could scare them out of marriage.
Not bad. Oh, yeah. Antoine might need that.
That's not a thing up there.
Yeah, Antoine's gonna need that too.
Oh man, but you know they don't. You know what was I thinking? I saw one that they had that actually caught my attention. I was like, this one would be perfect for for anybody, especially vegetarians, because it's a has a vegetarian theme to it. It called it the vegan tofu zombie. And he has a freaking piece of tofu on his head.
That sounds like scary.
It sounds scary.
Tofu is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch tofu to save my life.
I mean, that's...
But those bears do sound cool. I wouldn't mind getting one.
Hey, you could find them on Amazon, or you could find them in Spencer's.
Spencer, we don't have a Spencer's around us, do we? The mall, probably.
Yeah, probably the mall.
Yeah.
Amazon works everywhere.
That's yeah, Amazon, true, too. Yeah, everyone can get through Amazon.
But, you know, sometimes I get bored and I want to go out, so I'll hit up Spencer's.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a good time there, though.
Yeah, I did, you know.
Still jealous.
I mean, 10 o'clock, I can say, because everyone was saying on Friday that the lines were terrible because NYPD, our favorite heroes, took 13 lines and made them into 6. Crowd control, people man. Were merging from those 13, from the other 7 lines into 1. And just crowding thing, pushing people that should have got there at 10 o'clock all the way to like 1 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, that's what sucks too, merging the lines. Because it's like, all right, I was number 5, now but I'm then, number 30.
But you you also got to think about the people that see, yeah. But you got to think about the people that are coming and seeing that merge. And they said, nope, I'm not waiting online. I'm going to skip right through all this and just go right in. Yeah. I did that last year. I ain't going to lie. I did that last year.
Jerk.
I saw the merge. I went right with
There's
it.
There's a problem.
In. I'm not a problem. No,
you're part of the problem.
Let me say, I don't know who controls these lines, because when you get out the train, Comic Con's on 11th Avenue. They tell you, go to 10th Avenue, walk all the way down, I think, to 38, 39th Street or something like that, and then come back down to 11th Avenue. I'm not doing that. I ignore them. I keep walking down 11th Avenue. And just walk my way. If I got to go to the end of the line, go to the end of the line.
That's for the people that are not New Yorkers.
Yeah. Yeah. They have the nerve. They go, hey, I'm talking to you. Go to 10th Avenue.
I would say, who the hell said I'm going to Comic-Con?
I did that last year.
That's some shit I would do.
Did that last year. I was like, I didn't put on my badge. I kept walking. She was like, sir, you have to go up 10th. I was like, I'm not going to the convention. Leave me alone. I was like, nope. My wife was looking at us like, we're going to get in trouble. I was like, no, we're not.
Point at a random building. Like, I'm going right there. Fuck.
I'm going to my fucking house, bitch.
God damn. And then you just sneak right in when they're looking at you. Just run right through. But no, I would definitely do that.
The lines is, I mean, sometimes our lines are outrageous, just camping out.
If we all go next year, we need to go early.
I mean, press passes.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get press that happen. I mean, we are podcasters.
We're podcasters.
Yes,
now.
We are. We're not humans no I'll more. We have powers.
Man. Look at me, mom.
Yeah. The whole time, I'm just going to walk with a microphone.
When I saw that...
I want to do that too.
Wait, the whole time.
When I saw that adult film podcast table in that glass shit, I was like, that's us.
Wow.
That's us in like a couple of years if we do it right. That's us.
That's when we can have our stripper booty hole.
We're about to have a stripper booty holes real soon.
Oh, man.
Oh, and guys, I figured out what episode we're up to. This is episode 9.
Oh, that means next episode is the milestone.
10. Episode 10. Achievement unlocked. Podcast for 10
Wait,
episodes.
We
got to
do it. Doo-doo. 5 points. Oh, 5 gamer score. 10 episodes on the podcast.
Well, that's not bad, though. It's not bad.
Yeah. Who would have thought we would have made? Who would have thought we would have made 10 episodes?
Who would have thought we got top 50 within 10 episodes?
That's true too. That's true. Thanks to our listeners.
Yeah. Word. We love you guys out there. Keep on listening to us, man.
We're still waiting for you guys to give us some show ideas, though.
Oh yeah, we need show ideas.
Yes.
So we can just do some random stuff.
I mean, people say we don't want y'all to run thin on topics. You got to give.
Yeah, guys. Any topics will help us out. And hey. If we do get 100 topics, we'll make Shake Shriek Outside live on Facebook.
We'll put it to you like this. There's going to be a day where a couple of haters podcast is going to enter the realm of YouTube, where eventually we will do some challenges that you give us out there.
I mean, I'll do the snow challenge where you're like in your underwear and you jump in snow. I could do that. I'm not streaking. We're in the hood, bro. You think I'm trying to get shot?
That is cold.
I ain't trying to get shot.
How many of you are willing to do a ghost pepper challenge?
Nope. I am not crazy. That's one thing I am not.
There's a chip that I saw for $5. It's one chip, and it's called the ghost pepper tortilla chip challenge.
Nope. I don't give a fuck. I'm not paying $5 for a chip just to die.
Yeah. Nope.
We don't even have to eat the whole chip.
How many Death Wish wing challenges I did in college? I've learned my lesson. I can't even
You've done Death Wish challenges?
I've done one.
It was like 10 wings. Finished that shit in like half
Shout
an hour.
Shout out to Cuca College.
Like,
shout out to Cuca College.
It was only 10 wings. You had like an hour, so I did two wings.
You guys make me feel like...
Had to sign fucking a waiver.
Oh, see, those are the things I walk away from. When they give you a waiver, now I'm gone.
And then I had...
Well, they don't know how you're going to react to spicy stuff, so...
They don't want the lawsuits.
Yeah.
Did the mistake, had the shit all like over my fucking mouth. The shit was burning my face off.
Did you rub your eyes?
No, I don't know. What the fuck? I would have been blind right now.
Oh, he would have been Daredevil.
You would have had superpowers.
Having fucking Luke Cage fucking my bitch.
You can have your own con experience with that blindness.
Maybe I should go as Daredevil. I'll be the Black Daredevil next year.
I say we cosplay when we go next year.
That's what I want to do.
I'll do it.
I'm just going to wear a suit and be Daredevil. The red shades.
You know what? I'll get you the silk yellow shirt with the purple windbreakers.
I'm not fucking being Luke Cage.
Oh, you could be Luke Cage. Just let your hair grow for a month or two.
You know how much it's not happening.
Why not?
It's not
you know how much attention you will get, though?
Bro, I'm not wearing a yellow silk shirt.
Why not?
I haven't done that since 10th grade.
Listen, if you had one before, you
listen,
can do it again.
I will be Majin Buu. I will be Majin Buu, but one of you got to pay my back.
I'm not.
Majin
Buu. That could be a video, and we can post that up.
That'd be a challenge, and your wife's going to do it.
No, I want you two to do it.
Nope.
Y'all say y'all love me, right?
Listen.
I don't love you enough.
One, we're going to get so much pink body paint.
You don't need a whole can.
My
back is not that
you
big.
You need to put a set of coat. You need to put another coat.
Oh, my
and
God.
Another coat.
Yo, you're going to make me not want...
You got to look pink.
I'm going to be in the shower trying to take this off for like 8 days.
Bro, just fill your tub and just submerge
just cover my face with a mask so I don't drown.
There you go. No, you don't even need to do
just
that.
Get hold a fucking your, hold snorkel. Your, yeah. Just hold your mouth.
Get a snorkel.
But remember, I'm not going to be the skinny Majin Buu. I'm going to be the fat one.
Oh, duh.
Don't dub. Don't dub. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to get muscles with it. I've seen people do that.
You wasn't going
to
be Kid Buu either. I mean...
You could be Beerus.
I could make my son Kid Buu.
No.
Then you guys could fight over... What were they fighting over? Pudding?
Fucking pudding.
Just have a big thing of pudding.
Yeah. That'd be hot.
We could work into that.
You could be Krillin.
He's got to be Yamcha. He's got to be Yamcha.
Taking who's all the these
L's. So fucking Chaozu. You could be Chaozu then.
Which one are you going to carry the Senzu beans?
I'll carry the Senzu beans because Antoine's always needing them.
Oh. So.
Well, we don't need to get into
that.
Shout
out to all those cosplayers out there in Comic-Con. Y'all some awesome
the ones
people.
Ones that go hard.
Yeah, y'all some dedicated people. So y'all get that real good shout out for that.
Not the people that run to Hot Topic and buy a suit.
You got to see my boy Spider-Man costume. Like, it's legit.
I'm telling you, I know people on Instagram that make suits. I'm going to hit them up one day.
Shout them out. Shout them out.
I don't know then.
You got to shout them out. Shout out to Eric, man. That Spider-Man's legit.
But I'm buying a suit, man. Doing it.
But right now, we got to do something special that we haven't had to do before.
We're not doing no drugs. What kind of show you think we're running?
Don't do drugs, children.
No, so, you know, we're going to give a couple of shout-outs for the people at Con, especially the people who make the Bruce Lee, the Dragon Rises comic at Darby Pop. You can find them at darbypop.com. You can also find them on Facebook at Darby Pop Publishing. You can find them on Twitter at Darby Pop Comics, or you could just search for them on Instagram at Darby Pop. All right, so we're going to give another shout out to the wonderful people at Double Take Comics, which is a division of Take Two Interactive Software. Those are the wonderful people that made BioShock, Borderlands, Grand Theft Auto, Mafia, Red Dead, and WWE, NBA, and MLB 2K games. Also want to give a shout out to their story editor, Michael Coast. You can find them at DoubleTakeUniverse.com or any of your local comic book stores. We're also going to give a shout out, but we're going to give a shout out to Joe Domenico for his wonderful game, Drink Master Says, and also Drink Master Says Super Quarters. You can find that at AppleHeadFactory.com or even at Amazon.com or Spencer Stores. Also, for their wonderful scary teddy bears, aka Teddy Scares, you can find them at teddyscares.com or even at Facebook at facebook.com/teddyscares.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to A Couple Haters Podcast. Hope you enjoyed our show. Till next time.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to A Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.